This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. This episode is brought to you by Talenti Gelato and Sorbetto.
So, you know, it's summer here in Seattle.
It certainly is.
Maybe it is where you are, too.
Not if you're in Australia or New Zealand.
Oh, that's true. Well, anyway, all you Northern Hemisphere folks, happy summer. I hope that you are eating a lot of gelato and sorbetto.
Yes, and Talenti Gelato and Sorbetto, you know it. It's the one with the clear container and the twist-off lid. I'm doing a twist-off motion with my hand. If there isn't one in your freezer right now, go get one. If there is one in your freezer, go get another one.
You know what I want, actually? Didn't we once have their, like, salted peanut flavor?
Yes.
It had, like clumps of, like, peanut.
Yeah,
it had,
I think it had, like, whole peanuts in it.
It was so good. Yeah, I want some of that right now.
So we will see you next time. We are going to go off and get some gelato. Today's episode is canceled. Talenti Gelato and Sorbetto. Find it in your grocer's freezer case. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today's episode is about chewy fruit candies.
Yes. So that's three qualities. Chewy, not crunchy. Fruit, not Tootsie Rolls. Candy.
Not cookies.
Not cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, chewy fruit cookies can be delicious.
And I have not been this excited about an episode in a long time. I think that among the
How long? Hundreds of
years? I really love candy. And in general,
America knows this.
And in general, I love
and the world
fruity candies, and I tend to love things that are chewy.
Yeah, so also not gummy.
I love gummies.
No, I mean, I'm not saying you don't love gummies. I'm saying that's not what we have here today.
Correct. All of these are opaque. They are, they're kind of a taffy-like texture.
Yes, and I think maybe everything we have here is technically taffy.
What is taffy?
I don't know. It's like a sugary, it's like sugar that's been pulled. Like, it has had its leg pulled.
Are you pulling my leg?
Yes. it's a retaliation for you stepping on my foot 700 times.
So, hey, can we start eating while we go down memory lane?
Oh, yes.
We're going to start at the beginning. At the beginning. We're going to start with original Starburst, which comes in cherry, orange, strawberry, and lemon flavors. And do you remember opening up this package as a kid?
Well, not that specific package, but yes.
Do you remember, like, what a bummer it was? Like, did you have flavors you liked less than others?
Yes, although I don't think there were any original Starburst flavors that I disliked.
I never really liked the lemon. And okay, here's my thing. I always, whenever I have a candy where I prefer certain colors over others, like Sour Patch Kids or something, I still eat the ones that I don't like very much because somehow it just seems sad.
I do too, unless there's grape. I've been known to, like, dump a bunch of grape.
I love grape artificially flavored stuff.
Okay. I do not.
I'm going to have, do I want to have the pink Starburst or the red
one? What would you not like about this lemon Starburst?
I don't like it. Lemon just doesn't do it for me. Instead, I'm going to have this strawberry one. I remember so clearly unwrapping these and the feeling of these sticky little squares in my fingers. Oh, I love this. There's going to be so much grunting.
Oh, man. This is going to be Listeners are going to be swept away in a tsunami of saliva.
Oh my God. Starburst, don't ever stop. Ugh.
Yeah, this is a thing. I don't know if Starburst is popular in other countries or if this is one of these things. Because, like, I think almost every American child has fond memories of Starburst and can be returned to childhood simply by chewing one.
Mm.
Possibly permanently in our case.
God, that is so good.
I just bonked the microphone with my glasses again. I could take off my glasses and then I wouldn't be able to see. I would have no idea what we're chewing.
So now they make these like Starburst minis.
I had never seen this before. I went to 7-Eleven to pick up chewy candies, of course. Where else would you go? And they have this bag of Starbucks minis that I believe.
Starburst. It's like gotten into our brains. Wow. These look like Chiclets. So they're
This is weird.
They're unwrapped and they are the size and shape of Chiclets, only they're Starburst colors. And I don't know how I feel about this. It's a very different texture, Matthew. Oh, even the flavor's different. I mean, I just had a wrapped pink one and now I'm having an unwrapped pink one. I don't feel good about this candy. No. Starburst minis, no.
But it's got a nice tang to it.
No. You got to draw the line somewhere.
I don't know if I do. I think maybe I have so much love.
I hope our listeners are enjoying the fact that we're disagreeing about something. That is just not as good.
I hope our listeners are enjoying hearing you be wrong. Oh no. The universe just punished me.
You know, often when we are tasting candies and things like that, we have more varieties here in front of us than we actually put on the show. We often have to sort of, you know, do a little triage situation and prioritize some over the others. I think in this case, we're going to taste all of these.
Oh, yes. I could have gotten more, and I didn't for this reason, because I knew we would not be able to say no.
Like, so this is another Starburst product.
We're just a podcast that can't say no.
These are, again, individually wrapped. These are Starburst Sweet and Sours. Oh, I'm so excited about this.
I think this is also new.
Hold on. I'm going to try the sour strawberry. I'm sticking with the pink ones. I'm sort of doing a controlled.
So how can I tell what flavor I'm tasting here? Does it say it on the?
It says, yeah, you've got the green apple, I think. I often love green apple stuff.
Oh, yeah. So sour green apple. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. It's very sour and very good.
Mine is not that sour.
Oh, you should have one of the green apple ones.
Oh my God. The sour strawberry is just like strawberry with the volume turned up, and I fucking love it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
People knew what they were getting into this week, right?
I feel like by the time this episode is over, all of our listeners will be able to imagine what it is like to be in bed with me. They will have heard so many
It's okay.
Noise.
They've been imagining that since episode one. It's mostly a lot of drooling, frankly.
So much chewing. So much chewing. Okay, wait, now I'm going to have the sour
so much
green.
Chewing. Yeah, you're always pausing to pop a candy. Will you excuse me?
Oh, the sour green apple is so...
Oh, it's great.
Oh, God. My salivary glands are like freaking out.
Mm-hmm. They're working overtime.
Mm. Oh my God, that is such a good candy. Mmm. 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 Oh my God, yes. I'm so happy right now. Mmm.
Okay, save me some more of those. Oh wait, I was going to say, oh man, I thought this was going to be grape, but it's sweet blackberry.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Okay, but I haven't tried that one yet, but I will. Oh, wow. This is, I don't think the rest of this episode is going to resemble an episode.
I don't think I've ever been so satisfied by a candy.
I don't think you've ever been so satisfied by anything.
Wow.
Okay, should we go Mamba Sour next?
Okay, so this is Mamba, which I'd never had before until I saw some sitting on your counter a couple weeks ago, and it was actually what prompted us to do this episode.
Yeah, so here's what happened. And now that you've heard the first part of this episode, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I had like an open pack of Mamba sour candies sitting on the on top of the cupboard at home. And Molly came over and she's like, "Oh, can I have one of these?" And I said, "Sure, they're not that great." And she started chewing one and made all of the noises you've already heard on this episode.
And Matt's just like, we've got to record this.
Yes.
Anyway, what is Mamba and why would somebody buy it instead of Starburst?
When I was a youth, by which I mean I paid the youth admission fee at the art museum, like, you know, age 13 to 17.
Wait, you were going to the art museum? That is so high class.
Oh, yeah. No, that's where you meet like art chicks who are like really experimental.
Yeah.
This is completely false. I had no game whatsoever. They were cheap. You know,
You mean the art chicks?
No.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you need to apologize to all art chicks.
Go on.
How dare you?
I like to think of myself as one.
I know. I think the Mamba package used to be bigger than it is now. I think you got like four individual packs inside it, and seemed like you were getting way more than Starburst.
I think they're a little smaller than Starburst, but there are more per pack.
Well, what's interesting to me now is so the format of Mamba is you open like a long sleeve like Starburst, but then there are individual packages within that of one flavor each. And it says on the exterior, it says 18 fruit chews, strawberry, lemon, raspberry, orange. But you only get three of those flavors in the package, and you don't know ahead of time which one they're going to be. It's a metaphor.
I'm so glad that we got the grape one. You hate grape things. Why are you going to eat that?
This is not a grape.
Oh, it's a blackberry. Mm-hmm.
But if you had hidden the package from me and told me it was grape, I probably would have said, yeah.
It doesn't taste like grape.
Oh, now that you know it isn't, it doesn't. This episode is brought to you by Third Love. Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra might be the most comfortable bra you'll ever own. And to tell you about it today, I have a special guest in the studio, my actual wife, Lori.
You know, I have a lot of opinions about things like egg salad and avocados and French fries. But the first time you bring me on this show, you want me to talk about underwear.
Yep. So you have a Third Love bra, right?
You want me to talk about my underwear. Okay. As you know, I have a Third Love 24/7 t-shirt bra. It's really comfortable to wear all day, and it has those soft memory foam cups.
And it also looks great underneath clothing or otherwise.
Yeah, I guess this is what I should have expected being on Spilled Milk.
Yeah, this is a show where I bring women in and ask them about their underwear. Aren't you glad that finally you're in the mix? So in these ads, we always tell people that you can get a 30-day free trial. And during the free trial, you can cut off the tags, you can wash the bra, you can do whatever you usually do in your bra. What does that mean to you?
I go to work, I ride my bike, my Third Love bra is so comfortable, I don't feel like I need to take it off as soon as I get home.
Well, that's too bad for me. For a 30-day free trial, go to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk. If you like the 24/7 t-shirt bra, keep it and they'll charge your card. If not, send it back and they won't charge you anything.
That's thirdlove.com/spilledmilk.
Like, there's something about the flavor and the texture of these candies that works very differently from, like, if you had the same flavor, but with, like, a crunchy texture, like a nerd.
Uh-huh. Or if you had the same flavor, but it was a soup.
I love these so much, Matthew. This mm-hmm. show is so filled with love. I would eat one of the Mamba sour strawberry ones, but I know those are really good because that's what prompted me to make all those sounds that inspired mm-hmm. this episode.
Well, I'm not going to stop
you. You notice that I'm lining up all the candies we've already tasted down by me.
Yes, I can't even reach them anymore.
No. Okay.
It's like you're putting them into a small safe. And then resetting the combination each time.
Yep. Okay, so, you know, next we've got a whole bunch of different Japanese chewy fruit candies, but we also have Laffy Taffy.
Let's go Laffy Taffy first, and let's, I assume that Laffy Taffy, that all Laffy Taffy comes with jokes?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the thing. This flavor is sparkle cherry. And let's find, where are the jokes?
Probably are they on the inside. I think you have to pay for jokes.
My jokes are on the inside.
Yeah, but they often...
Jokes on you.
My joke's on the inside, but then it came out and now it's on you? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, no, I mean, I figure this is a comedy show, and so we're going to share some humor from Laffy Taffy. the greatest purveyor.
Our listeners
of
are going to be like, thank God, finally we're going to hear something actually funny on this show.
Unless Molly just ripped up the jokes opening it, which is possible.
It's really hard to open Laffy Taffy.
Oh, that looks really appealing, I got to say.
Oh, it's kind of sweaty. Feel the wrapper. It's like slimy, sweaty.
Whoa. Wait, where are the jokes?
Did I tear them up?
I don't know. I can't find them.
Oh, here we go. They're on the outside. They're under the flap. Okay.
I think I might have the answers here.
Oh, okay. So number 119, what is the difference between a fish and a piano?
You can't tune a fish. I can't. It got ripped, so I can't quite read it. Something involving tuna fish.
Okay, great.
This is how you tell jokes.
Number 120, what did the seismologist say when he messed up?
Oh, wow. This relates back to our episode where we went extinct. It's not my fault.
Okay, so this is sparkle cherry. This looks like some sort of like, oh, Matthew.
Oh, very large bite.
That was a huge bite.
Well,
it seems.
Sometimes you gotta sink your teeth into life.
Ugh. So this has a stretchy quality that Starburst and these other things don't really have.
So I'm not sold on the sparkles.
I don't love the texture, but once you get going, I love the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I always liked Laffy Taffy as a Halloween candy.
I never would eat it. I just ate the Starburst.
But it was like an enormous Starburst.
Mm. Well, it is really good.
Yeah.
But it does feel like it's going to break my teeth in a different way.
Well, I mean,
like, the Starburst is going to break my teeth in one way, and Laffy Taffy is just going to break it in a different way.
How do you reconcile your fear of dental emergencies on the one hand and your love of chewy candies on the other?
I don't know. You know, crunchy things make me feel a little more dental panicky than chewy things. Maybe that's okay, dumb, because it seems like these chewy things just want to, like, adhere to my fillings and yank them out.
I was going to say, I have several fillings. I have never lost a filling.
But I haven't either.
I've heard it's inevitable that it will happen sooner or later.
I have had fillings in my mouth as long as I have had adult teeth.
Yeah.
And they have not, I need to knock on some wood now. They have not... Come out, wherever you are.
I knew you were gonna say
okay.
that.
Okay, let's eat something else.
Okay, how about let's start with the most standard of the Hi-Chew. So Hi-Chew is a Japanese candy made by Morinaga, and they are now widely available in the U.S., especially at 7-Eleven stores, but all over.
They're individually wrapped.
And this assortment is green apple, strawberry, grape.
I think I'm gonna have the strawberry. And they're all, yeah, the individual wrapping is kind of annoying.
This is very hard to open.
They're white, and then the center generally has a color that is sort of associated with whatever the flavor is. This is kind of gently pink. They have a very different quality of chew.
Yeah, and much less sweet than the American ones.
Uh-huh. Mm. Also, I feel like I always think of Hi-Chew as having really explosive flavor, but... The flavor seems kind of subtle.
And I think it's more that they have very faithful flavor.
Me too. That's good. But I gotta say, I'm usually like kind of crazy for Hi-Chew. Maybe we went in the wrong direction, frankly.
Could be.
Because Hi-Chew has a real subtlety to it. Mm. I mean, that is really tasty, but it almost tastes sophisticated. It seems wrong to call any chewy, fruity candy sophisticated.
Okay, well, what we have next is adult mango Hi-Chew.
What makes it? Does it have, like, booze in it?
I think it has, like, sex in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh. It's got that, like, kind of dusty funk of a mango.
I know. That's my favorite thing about mango Hi-Chew is that it doesn't shy away from...
Dusty funk.
From dusty funk.
Mm. So what makes this adult?
My understanding is this thing of calling Japanese snacks adult whatever started with adult Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just means, like, you know, less sweet, more flavor, dark chocolate, whatever.
Okay. Mm, that's really nice.
It's not as exciting as it sounds.
Yeah. Mm. So this is also Haichu. It's just written on here in Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And where did you get these?
Tokyo.
Oh, cool. Okay. And now we have, oh, is this like sour lemon?
Yep. So this one says Supaichu, which is sour chew.
Wait, let's only open one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. You got to make these last, Matthew.
Good luck with that.
And is this another adult one?
No, this is in the sour series.
Okay.
This is not for adults.
Okay. This is for kids only. This is like the clubhouse with the sign on the door. No
exactly.
Grown-ups. Oh, it's just like a lemon drop.
Oh.
Candy. Mm-hmm. Oh. What is this sound?
It's crunching.
It is crunching. Oh, I'm salivating so much. Oh.
This is one of my favorites.
Oh, it is so. Oh, it's so juicy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I can't tell if the juice is coming from the candy or from me.
That's how I usually feel. You know, I know I said that I don't usually really love lemon things, but like this is really good. Still, I would choose something that wasn't lemon flavored if it were up to me.
I think there are other flavors of sour haichu, but I don't know offhand what they are.
Mm.
If I see one next time I'm in Japan, I will bring it to you.
Right now, I'm going to go back to close out the tasting here. I'm going to go back to the sour Starburst.
And I'm going to have one, too.
I'm going to have a cherry one. Oh, we're both having a cherry one. Let's pop our cherries at the same time.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm so sorry. I am the lamest.
No.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, my God. Starburst is so... This might be a perfectly...
This is very good.
This might be a perfectly engineered food product. Oh, my God.
I think the world is a perfectly engineered food product. I just want to eat it.
I have so much moisture in my mouth mm-hmm. right now.
This episode is brought to you by Third Love.
Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra is the bra I was wearing last night. And let's just say, I think it made me look real good.
I have no doubt, although I did not see it for myself. To get your own free trial of the 24/7 t-shirt bra, go to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk.
Yep, you can try it for free for 30 days. Start your free trial now at thirdlove.com/spilledmilk. I don't think we have any listeners.
No. I mean, finally, we can do whatever we want. All right. That was our chewy candy episode.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I'll do the closing. Molly will be moaning continuously in the background while I tell you that you can find us on our website at spilledmilkpodcast.com. Sorry, I need to like slurp. Like, yes. You know what we need? We need the dental hygienist to come around with that, with the little vacuum thing. Yeah. So you can say like,
my
close.
Salivary glands are stinging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. They're like working overtime. What do you think?
I am in ecstasy.
Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. You can leave us a review on iTunes. Oh, until next time, thank you. Thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. We'll be back after a brief refractory period.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amsterburn.
I'll save it for the show.
All right.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.